They are part Spanish bullfight, part Roman circus. On the northern coast of Colombia, it's the season of bull festivals called Corralejas. Fans come looking for rousing action, and they are rarely disappointed. Bulls are released into vast rings filled with young men. Participants are gored and sometimes even killed. Nonetheless, as NPR's Juan Ferrero reports, Corralejas are embedded in the culture.
At 2 p.m. sharp, thousands fill the rickety wooden stands here in Sincelejo, the hottest part of the day in this honky-tonk town. When the brass bands begin to warm up, it's a signal. Everyone knows the action is about to begin. Suddenly, a 900-pound bull charges into the ring, scattering hundreds of men. Jose Antonio Gomez of RCN Radio narrates the action. What an outsider sees is sheer chaos. Men taunt the bull with capes. Others wield sticks. Still others try to rope it. 20 horsemen also chase after the bull, stabbing it with long wooden pikes. The bull fights back, sometimes killing horses. The bull is quickly spent, bleeding, exhausted, it's lassoed and let out. Some bulls die. Others live to fight another day. Some of the men also leave the arena quite battered.
Sí. Tengo 6 cornadas de toro.
That's Jorge Luis Villegas, describing how he's been gored 6 times, broken his rib and collarbone. On this day, he's back for more, along with his cape. Bullfighting, he says, means money and no bosses. The money comes directly from the stands, from the wealthy cattlemen who come ready to give cash to those below. Some of the bravest walk away with a few $100s after the week-long festival. The spectacle reflects the rigid hierarchy of rural Colombia, the rich enjoying themselves in the stands, the poor risking their lives. But Inés Amador defends the rituals. He's a lawyer and historian who helped revive the Corralejas after a rough patch in the 80s.
Era el divertimiento rutinario del trabajador, del mozo, del peón.
He says the rituals were begun by the workers, the farmhands, even the slaves. They took time off from back-breaking work by putting together makeshift bullfights. There's not much difference between then and now. Among those here is Carlos Cumplido Oviedo. He's a cattleman, and 20 of his bulls fight on this day.
A mí lo que me interesa es la bravura, que se defienda con la manta, espectáculo.
What he wants is to breed ferocious bulls, he says, and to see the matadors fight them off. By day's end, 40 bulls had come and gone. Lots of alcohol had been consumed, and organizers tallied up the wounded from the week's festivities. 9 people gored, 2 so seriously they were hospitalized. But no fatalities, not this time around. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
More coming up from All Things Considered.